Investor Schooling is an education company located in Langhorne, Pennsylvania. Investor Schooling, the principals or their employees are not licensed by any regulatory institution. Phil Falcone and Larry Steinhaus are not registered reps of any investment firm, nor do they sell any securities. Their advice is based on their experiences and the experiences of their students. They are not attorneys or accountants, and before using any of their advice, they suggest you check with your legal or tax professionals. To find out more, go to www.investorschooling.com.
This show is previously recorded.
Now, let's welcome Larry Steinhaus and Phil Falcone, your hosts for Investor Schooling Live.
Good afternoon and welcome to Investor Schooling Live. Coming to you from Investor Schooling Headquarters, I'm Phil Falcone here with my business partner, Larry Steinhaus. We are the founders of Investor Schooling. Get ready to learn real estate investing and stock option investing. Call us anytime during the show with your questions at 855-939-1137. That's 855-939-1137. That's right, we're a live program, so you can call us anytime during the show, and we will take your calls. Do not worry about what we're talking about, because we love to take your calls. Investor Schooling is located in Langhorne, Pennsylvania, serving the Philadelphia area in a real brick-and-mortar building. We can be found in this building two nights per week. Learn this business, the business of real estate investing and stock option investing, from people who live it every day.
What are we talking about today? You got the rules. What are we talking about?
Yeah, we're gonna have a little contest right now. So here's
already?
Here's the question. Yeah, we're gonna get right into it.
Well, wait, all right, but
because
before
you
want to tell them what they're gonna be winning first?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
You can tell them they're gonna win. Go ahead.
All right. So because it might make more sense if we have a contest that tells them what they're gonna win, right?
Right. Well, you could first go ahead and just tell them what you want to tell them.
All right. We have a Freedom in Finances event. We've added Doug Mastriano as a keynote speaker. We also have Bill Spadia as a keynote speaker. And these guys are amazing people. And we're going to be having an event on April 24th. That's a week from tomorrow. A week from tomorrow. Wow, that's gonna be amazing. We actually sold out, but we have 25 more seats that the venue gave us. It's going to be at the Washington Crossing Inn. And you can go to 4mmw.com and you can register for this event. The tickets are just under $200 each, and we're going to be giving them away today. We're going to be giving away, I think we have 40 giveaways. Is that right?
You're asking me?
I don't know. I'm asking you because I don't
know. How did they find 25 seats? What, did they have like a tractor trailer with 25 seats in it they didn't know about?
Not exactly. What happened was there's a room behind the other room, and there's a curtain, and we didn't rent the room behind it, and we were able to get it. That's how they found the other 25 seats.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, so
you would think somebody might have mentioned that to you.
Well, we didn't know how many people were going to come. You know, we have right. Well over 100 people coming, so that's where we get to get the extra seats. We probably, at this point, probably have somewhere near 125 people coming, and we can fit another 25 in the room, so we're going to try to do that. So if you want to go, you can find out more. Go to 4mmw.com, 4mmw.com, and you'll be able to find out more about this. Okay, so now we're going to give away, how many tickets are we going to give away for your question?
How many do you want to give away?
Let's give away one.
All right, one.
Because I think we have four. I think Paul said we had four.
One ticket's a $200 value.
Yeah, so that's pretty good, right? Exactly.
Okay, so here's the question. Who is the largest real estate owner in America?
Oh, I know. Phil Falcone.
I don't think so.
All right.
I mean, I'm doing okay,
as Dom Giordano would say, we got to take that one off the board.
Yeah, okay, take me off the board.
Take him off the board. So, you know, if you say Phil Falcone, you're automatically lost. So if you want to call in, 855-939-1137, 855-939-1137, and you could answer the question and get a free ticket to the event, 4mmw.com. If you want to take a look at the event, you can do that as well. But who is the largest real estate owner in America, right?
That's right.
So James is saying, don't ask a question that can be Googled. No, James, this is what you do. You Google it, and you answer the question by calling 855-939-1137 to get a free ticket. What's wrong with you? Don't tell everybody how to do it. What's wrong with you? And by the way, everything can be Googled.
We expect.
Actually, there's only one thing that can't be Googled. You cannot Google what the side effects are of the COVID vaccine. Hmm. That's the only thing you can't Google.
Well, I can answer that for you if you want to.
Yeah, be careful because we'll be thrown off the air. Not off the radio air.
I don't intend.
But we'll be thrown off YouTube, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Facebook.
I don't intend to answer
which
it
is amazing
right now.
To me.
I'm just fine with letting the vaccine do its job.
Yeah, exactly. there'll be a lot more Republicans in a year than there were Democrats in a year.
Hope.
By attrition. All right, anyway, so 855-939-1137, 855-939-1137. And, of course, if you're on LinkedIn, Facebook, or Twitter, or YouTube, if we're still on YouTube, I don't even know anymore.
Hey, I got a photo of the guy who owns the largest real estate portfolio in America.
Really?
Could I show it to you?
You can. I don't know.
I can't
show it to people online.
No,
but
I can
show it to me.
I can show it to you.
Yeah, okay.
And we can put it online because it's absolutely hysterical. That's the guy.
Wow.
I mean,
that guy scares me.
He looks like the devil, doesn't he?
Yeah, he looks like George Soros' brother.
He's freaking scary. He really is.
Very scary. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's very scary. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe they manipulated his picture or something.
I don't know. I'm not sure. Yeah.
At first glance, I said this guy could be a horror movie star.
That dude is scary. Really scary. Man,
yeah.
Wow.
I wouldn't want to buy one of his houses.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't. It might not be a bad idea to buy one of his houses. I just don't want to deal with him at the closing table. Could you imagine at the closing table, right? Imagine he looks at the title company and goes, "You charged me 73 cents more than you quoted me."
Don't bring any little kids with you to settlement. Okay?
Really?
Right? If you're going to buy one of his houses, definitely don't bring any kids with you because he's going to scare the heck out of them.
So Joe Menino, by the way, is online. He says, "What's up, fellas? Happy Passover and Easter." So happy Passover to you and happy Easter to me, apparently.
Okay, thanks.
Do you know that P.F. Chang's sent me an invitation to go to dinner tomorrow night because my name is Steinhaus?
I don't get it.
You don't get that. See, that's funny because Jews get that joke. And that's why you don't get it because Jews get that joke. Because you know what Jews do on Easter and Christmas?
Yeah, you go to Chinese restaurants.
Exactly. Now you get the joke.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's the joke. And it's funny because a lot of people, all the Jews, I put that on Facebook and all the Jews are commenting and they're saying they get it, but the other people weren't quite getting it.
Well, I'm a little bit of the Jewish faith, but I grew up in an all-Jewish neighborhood.
Yeah.
So, I'm kind of like an honorary Jew.
Yeah.
I mean, all my first girlfriends were Jewish because everybody in my neighborhood lived there. You know.
Yeah. There was that the prize that you dated a Jewish girl?
Okay, so I went to Catholic school, and those girls were really tough, right?
Yeah.
And then when I went to my own neighborhood, I was actually scared of some of those girls. They were really aggressive, really aggressive with me.
Well, I've met your wife,
mm-hmm.
And you know, by the way, my computer just crashed. So I'll tell you a funny story about that. So you guys were listening online, my computer just crashed, but that's okay because we have several computers running the show, so we're all right. But before the show started, Phil handed me a cup of coffee, and I spilt the cup of coffee on my computer. And I said, "I sure hope it didn't get inside." And I'm guessing it got inside. There goes the computer. So we may be out of sound effects today. So I'm going to have to say this. I'm going to have to do this instead. He sounds like a mafioso shyster. Did it sound like the guy?
Not really. But, you know, you could verbalize all the sound effects yourself. That's fine.
Beep, beep. Hey, we got a caller. Hey, Mike, what's going on, man? Do you know the answer to the question?
My guess would be Ted Turner.
Sorry.
I can't make the sound effect noise that goes, eh.
Yes, you can.
I just did it. No, that's not it, man.
Well, my other choice would be, all right, just one guess.
I don't know.
You want to give him a second guess?
He sounds so sad.
John Malone.
Know,
give
really.
Him a second guess.
Hey, Mike, do you really want to go to this thing? Is that the story?
Yeah, I would like to.
Well, you know, you can always buy a
John
ticket
Malone.
If you don't win.
Well, go ahead.
That's
Take
true.
Another guess.
John
take
Malone?
Your second guess, man. Who?
John Malone?
No, I have no idea who
John...
that is.
Okay.
But if his name ends in a vowel, he's probably in organized crime.
Yeah, really. Hey, wait, check it out. I might be able to do it. Hold on. Oh, if I can get this thing to upload again. There it is. I got it.
Well,
all
happy
right, so let's
Easter
move on to
anyway,
the next question.
Guys.
All right, sorry, Mike. Hopefully, if you want to go to 4mmw.com, 4mmw.com, you can actually pick up a ticket there, and hopefully we'll see you there.
All right, so is America on the decline? And if so, how do investors react?
Is America on the decline? We should give a ticket to someone who thinks it's not. Think about that. That's how bad America is on being on the decline.
I don't
right
think
now.
Anyone will feel that way.
What, that America's on the decline?
Yeah.
You think that people are going to feel that America's not on the decline?
No, I'm saying the opposite.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah. That's what I mean, right? That's what I mean. That's why we wouldn't give it.
If we waited for someone who thought America was on the incline, we'd never give away any of the tickets.
Yeah, we'd have to have this show 3 years ago. right before, the scamdemic destroyed Trump's great economy.
Yeah.
But anyway, real quick, so if anybody wants to try to guess, 855-939-1137, 855-939-1137.
All right, so let's talk about the topic. Is America on the decline?
Is it on decline? Yes.
Obviously, yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's so obvious, I don't even know how to say that it's not. I mean, you got this guy in the White House who's like, he's freaking clueless.
Okay, and let's say, how do investors react to that?
So it depends on what you're investing in. If you're investing in the stock market, if you're investing in gold, if you're investing in housing, you have to make decisions on whatever it is you're investing in, what you want to do. I mean, give me one specific topic you want me to talk
I'll
about.
I'll tell you what I think.
Sure.
Okay, and then you can just comment on it, all
sure.
right? So I think that America's definitely on the decline, and it's making it very difficult to invest in the stock market, not impossible, but more difficult. Because of all the bad news that's been coming out. So that part I don't like. But I think the way to react to it is to buy more real estate.
So it's funny you say that. That's always a good idea. So people will say this all the time. They'll say, hey, is it a good time to buy real estate now? And what do we say?
We almost always say yes.
Right. It's always a good time to buy real estate. Always.
I can imagine that there will be a circumstance coming up soon that maybe
makes it better.
It's only going to get better. It's
right.
not going to get any worse.
Right. Selling real estate may be different times to sell real estate. Like right now is the last good time to sell real estate. I've been predicting that for 2 years, and I've said it over and over again. Hey, we got Ross in Flowertown. What's going on, Ross?
How you doing today?
I am doing great, man. Are you a loyal listener to this show?
I tune in once in a while. Yes, I do. I like to listen
right.
to your information
do you funny,
on
or
the
or
options. Oh, Phil is obviously.
Oh, man. Hang up on him, Glenn. No, all right.
Hey, Ross, I like you already.
There you go.
Yeah.
But he has an SC personality. You can tell by the way he's speaking, so I can understand that.
So do you have any question you want to hit us up with, Ross?
Well, I was had a guess on the largest landowner.
Go ahead, lay it on me.
Ted Turner.
No, we already heard that.
Yeah,
we
heard that before, and we already took him off the board, man.
Oh
man, that's rough.
Sorry
we'll
about
give
that.
You one
I
more guess. Come on,
one more guess after you already guessed what the other guy guessed was wrong.
You got 5 seconds. Lay it out on us.
Sorry, I don't know. Ted was my guess. I lost you on the phone before, so. Unfortunately, that's not. I don't have another guess.
Well, we hope that you show up at Investor Schooling this Thursday night at 7 o'clock. We'd love to meet you and give you some other difficult questions to answer. Okay,
yeah.
So let's
right.
move on to the
Thank
next
you.
Topic.
Take care, man. Thanks for calling.
All right.
So Joe has an answer on the board. I think that's incorrect, though. Take a look at the...
I see it.
Yeah, that's incorrect, right?
It's not
what you're looking for. You're looking for a person. Yeah, you're looking for a person, right? Okay,
right.
That's what I thought. Yeah. Okay.
Well, it could be.
He wouldn't win anyway because
it's
he's
a person
not
and it's a company.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought it was a person. I didn't think it was
right.
exactly.
It's a person who's right. in charge of a company
Yeah, that's what I thought. So we're giving you a clue here. It is a person.
All right. In the meantime, what's your thoughts on housing versus land investing?
Oh, so and this is up to the individual. But my personal opinion is I don't want to buy land at all. I have no interest in land whatsoever. And if you think about that, the fact that I have no interest in buying land, it's simply because when I buy any investment property, I want to make money on it right away. So if I put out $100,000 for an investment property today, I want it within 30 days or 60 days or even 90 days, I want to start getting and receiving checks. I want to start receiving money on my money. Now, land investing is also a long-term thing. It's one of those things where you hold on to land and you wait and you wait and you wait and you wait and you wait. And maybe if you're really, really lucky, somebody comes along and offers you more for the land that you paid for it. Now, if you're buying a little bit of land, like a little bit of, like maybe a lot in Philadelphia, believe me, you're wasting your money. That's a big mistake, unless you intend to build on it and intend to do something with it. But if you are going to hold on to it and sit on it, you're going to be losing money every year on the money you could have made on that money. And if you're lucky in 10 years, you might even sell it for a little bit more than you paid for it, and it was not worth it at all. Now, if you're buying a different kind of land, like what you're doing is mobile home parks. Now, mobile home parks, to me, are land. But mobile home parks are already rented. They're land that's got rental income, and that is a huge difference. And one of my mentor strategies is to buy mobile home parks near cities, about 6 miles out of the city, and wait for the city to catch up to it. And then he sells the mobile home park for millions above what he paid for it, just so somebody could build a shopping mall or a housing development in that mobile home park. So that's a really great strategy, but that's land. That's a different kind of land.
Right. I mean, the only time I would ever buy land, obviously, if you buy a mobile home park, you get the land that comes with it. And, you know, if you buy it right, and you can sometimes get all the homes, or the homes could be somebody else's homes, but they still would pay you for the use of the land, so you get paid. The only way I would buy a piece of land just as a piece of land would be if I could rent it out to somebody. If I could rent it out to somebody, then that would be interesting. And maybe it's land that could be rented out for, I don't know, an outdoor wedding or something like that, or a party.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. That would be something that would make sense. Otherwise, I don't want nothing to do with it, because who wants to pay to cut the grass? Who wants to pay the taxes on it? Who wants to pay whatever fines the township comes around and tells you your grass is too high, or whatever problems are going to be associated with that? So usually land in itself is going to lose money for you. Guaranteed you're going to lose money for it, unless you can put something on there or rent the property out for some reason.
Yeah, we had one of our students come to us the other day, and he was looking at a house that came with a parcel next to it. And he's like, oh, but it comes with a parcel next to it. And I'm like, oh. Not tell him you're gonna give him less money because it comes with a parcel next to it. And he's like, what? What do you mean? I goes, I could build on it. I said, first of all, you don't even know if you could build on it. And even if you build on it, it's gonna cost you a fortune to build on it. And the reason I made kind of the joke, which isn't really a joke, pay him less because it has the land next to it, is because you're right, he has to pay taxes on that land next to it. He has to cut the grass on the land next to it. He's responsible for insuring the land next to it. Why would you want to get if you're going to buy a rental property and it has another lot, if it happens to have another lot, great, and it's still a good deal, okay. But I have no interest in that second lot. That second lot, to me, makes it worse. So you can answer this question online, 855-939-1137, if you want to get the prize, 855-939-1137. If you call in, you can get the tickets to the 4MMW.com event called the Finances and Freedom event. We're going to have Bill Spadia there from New Jersey 101.5 in New Jersey. We're going to have Doug Mastriano there. We're going to have Teddy Daniels there. We're going to have myself. We're going to have Phil there. We're going to have Dan Chatovsky there, who's going to talk to you about raising all the money you ever wanted to raise in your life. We're going to have Anna Kelly there, who's going to be talking about how to buy apartment buildings. We're going to have Gordon Berdecki there teaching you how to make yourself look better. He's looking good, man. He's going to compete soon in bodybuilding. And did I miss anybody? Oh, yeah, most importantly, Ken MacArthur, who at 72 years old made his first movie. Isn't that awesome?
And he's going to speak?
And he's going to speak, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you don't want to miss that.
You don't want to miss any of this. Yeah, absolutely.
So since you're talking about building homes, let's get to the next question.
Sure.
Did you know that the average cost of building a home is up to $302,000 in the United States now?
To build a home, it's $302,000.
To build
a
home. Yeah. Okay, it's average cost, all right? It's
I can
up,
imagine.
It's up 24% from last year.
And did they saying what the average square feet of a home is when they're given that number?
It's averaged across all the homes that people
are
building.
But
okay?
I'm just trying to figure out what they're talking about. Because I'm just trying to figure out, is that a... to build a home? Is that like a 2,500 square foot house? That might be an average number for a home. I don't know.
Those additional figures were not available with this.
Yeah, just curious. Just curious.
Fact that I found.
Yeah, that's fine. Just curious.
Well, but all it said was $302,000. Like, if you're gonna build a home, it didn't say the square footage. But if you're gonna build a home, it's gonna cost you at least $302,000 on average to build. Okay, so you better be building something that's going to be a $450,000 home.
Well, at the very least, yeah,
right,
of course.
Right, and it's up 24% from last year, mostly lumber costs and material costs and the difficulty of getting materials and all that stuff.
So, right, exactly.
So right. It doesn't pay to build a home.
Yeah, 855-939-1137, 855-939-1137. You can call us and talk to us about anything you want, and we still have the question on the board. I don't know. It seems like this is a tough question. Nobody wants to try to answer it.
All right. So Joe Menino says that.
Is it the right answer?
I don't know.
Okay. There you go. He can't say it unless he's got to call in order to know if it's the right answer, right?
Well, you want me to reveal the answer?
Not yet.
Okay. So let's keep going.
We don't have to reveal the answer at all.
Yeah. Okay.
We could just go to another. If we want to, we could put another question up there.
We could just ignore Joe and do whatever we want.
Well, we could also. Well, we should ignore Joe anyway. You know, Joe is one of our students, and he's actually a really good guy. Actually, he has Joe, if you want to call in, I will put your, not only will I put your answer on the air, but I might even talk about your little handyman service that everyone on this air should probably talk about.
And what's that going to cost him?
I don't know,
a phone number.
I know. You know. Do you think he knows how to use a phone?
I don't know. Maybe he doesn't. Let's give him the number in case he forgot. 855-939-1137.
Yeah, so you can answer the question and you could possibly win, but at the same time, you could put your handyman service out there. And if anyone's a fan of this show, they need a handyman. I'm sure of that.
Tick tock. Tick tock.
Well, let's give him a certain amount of time to call. Hold on. He's got to call within 2 minutes from now.
Okay.
All right.
Let's go to a different question.
All right.
Let's see what I got here. How can I raise my credit score?
How can you raise your credit score? Mm-hmm. This is great. Before I answer the question, we teach credit scores and how, not only how to raise them, how to make them better, how to build them, and how to get all the credit you've ever wanted in your entire life from banks, not only banks, but also private lenders. So raising your credit score, here's the interesting part. Most people have no idea that the best way to raise your credit score is to apply for more credit cards. Isn't that odd? That most people think, no, everybody told me I'm not supposed to do that. I know that guy Dave Ramsey, he told me to cancel my credit cards to raise my credit score. Well, that is the worst thing you could ever do. By the way, if you have a credit card, never cancel a credit card. And here's another thing, never apply for a department store credit card. That's a complete waste. The waste of a department store credit card is, just think about this, right? So each day or each month or whatever you want to call it, or each period of time, you qualify for a certain amount of credit. And if you waste that amount of credit by getting a department store credit card, now, yeah, you can go to department store. You can go to Macy's, for example, and you can buy clothes with that department store credit card. But if you run into a little bit of trouble and you need to buy food, you're not buying food at Macy's. But if you have Visas and MasterCards and Discover cards and even American Express cards, you can now go to Macy's and buy clothes anytime you want. And you can also go to a supermarket and buy food anytime you want with those credit cards. So never waste your money or waste your credit on department store credit cards. But here's another thing. If you have department store credit cards, do not cancel them. If you cancel them, it actually will affect your credit. It will actually lower your credit score. So it's based on how much available credit you have is your credit score. So apply.
Yeah, but if you, let's just say that you accidentally did sign up for one, right? You're never going to use it now.
Well, you may use it or may not use it. Just the whole point is just don't cancel it. If you already have it, don't cancel it. If you signed for it, don't cancel it. That's it.
Okay. Okay.
And then if you really want to learn about that, come to class, because we teach credit cards, and it's pretty impressive what you're going to learn about credit cards that most people have no idea. Credit scores, people think, oh, should I get a credit card and then charge something and make 5 payments on it to make my credit score look better? No, it doesn't really matter. What matters is how much of your credit you use.
You want to explain that a little bit?
Sure, yeah, okay, sure. So you probably heard this before. Don't use more than 30% of your credit on any one credit card. So if you have, for example, if you have a $10,000 credit card, don't go over $3,000, for example. But if you have three $10,000 credit cards, you can now charge $9,000 and you still would be, or even $10,000, and you'd still be within the 30%. It's amazing. So one of the guys online, Mick, he's telling us, he's a student of ours, and he says he has over $100,000 of availability. Thanks for teaching me that knowledge. That's something we teach. And I'm telling you, when you start learning this, you'll be very impressed with this. All right, 855-939-1137. You want to ask, you want to give them another question, because clearly no one knows how to look up the answer and tell us the answer. But wait, it looks like, hold on, we got the producer writing something right now. We got Frank. Frank in Northeast Philly. What's going on, Frank?
Hey, Larry. Hey, Phil. How you guys doing?
All right, man. You got the answer?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I have a question.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, Larry, I have a question for you. Back in the late 90s and early 2000s, I just did trading through E-Trade online.
Okay.
And I didn't touch it for a very long time, maybe 15 years, a long time. And I called them up, and there was no account there. And they told me you never had an account. I said, I had an account. But then they said because it was inactive for more than 2 years, I lost the money. Can they do that?
That's interesting. Can they do that? I honestly don't know the answer to that question. I would be fascinated to find out that they can do it. But was it a lot of money?
For me, it was. I mean, around 3,100, something like that, 3,200.
Okay.
So it's funny you say that, because a similar thing happened to me. All right, so I had an investment in, I think it was a QQQ, and this was an E-Trade. And who bought E-Trade?
I think it was TD Ameritrade.
TD Ameritrade bought them, right? And when they merged...
Or Charles Schwab, I'm not sure, but okay.
When it merged, well, Charles Schwab bought them recently.
Yeah.
Bought TD Ameritrade recently. It was E-Trade, and then there was another one. I forget the other one that bought them. So there was a merger of these two together, and then I did the same thing. I kind of just let it float, and when I wasn't trading options, they were just stocks. Mm-hmm. And when I went back to look at my account, it was gone.
That's interesting. Yeah. So I'm curious to know I would imagine they would have to send you some kind of letter.
I don't know. Maybe they thought I was dead.
Yeah, or some kind of
letter.
Go ahead.
Larry, what they told me was, after 2 years, it's inactive and it goes to the state. So after maybe they had the money, they told me, no, they don't have it, it goes to the state. I mean, is there nothing I can do about it, then, you're saying?
Yeah, it's definitely more than 2 years. But you can do, so if you do a search on Google they call it lost money or money that's supposed to, or something like that. I actually did a search on this one time, and I found $700 that people owed me that the state had, and it was kind of interesting, and I got a check for the $700 as I fill out a form or something.
Yeah, it's called, there's a website, you got to look up, it's
unclaimed money, yeah.
Unclaimed money or unclaimed cash or something like that.
And don't pay somebody, there's got to be one, there's ones in there that say, yeah, pay us and we'll find it for you. Go to the ones that actually say, yeah, look it up here. I think even credit cards.
Hey, Larry.
Sure.
Do you have a program on Monday to Friday on a different AM station? I heard you one time, but I couldn't find you again.
I'm on every morning at 7:30, and I'm on WWDB 860 AM every morning at 7:30. That's a fun show. I really enjoy that show. I make fun of President Poopy Pants a lot.
Okay, well, I'll let you guys go. I'll catch you during at 7:30, Larry. I enjoy both of you guys every Saturday, and happy Easter to you and your family. I appreciate your help.
Hey, Frank, I got a question for you. Are you coming to the event on next Sunday?
No, I wasn't aware of any kind of event. No, I wasn't aware about it.
So are you a fan of Doug Mastriano?
I don't know who he is. Who
is he? Running for governor. He's going to replace the idiot Wolf.
He's going to run for governor in the state of Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about governor. I definitely don't like what's his name? Bill McSwain. No, he's a liar, Bill McSwain. He said he was going to get Krasner out of here. He just gave us a lot of lip service. I'm not sure who. What's his name now? Right, Mastriani, you said?
Yeah, I thought you might want to come. I thought you might want to come and meet him. That's all.
I would like that. Where's it going to be held then?
So it's at the Washington Crossing Inn. It's next Sunday, not tomorrow, next Sunday. And you can go to 4mmw.com and you can get tickets there. Or you can answer Phil's question. You got one shot at it. Who's the largest real estate owner in America?
Tick,
oh boy.
Tick, tock, tick, tock, tick,
I missed them all. I'm going to go do a Remax.
All right, man.
Remax?
Okay. I don't know.
How about Toll Brothers?
They probably own the least amount of real estate.
Yeah, exactly.
How about Toll Brothers?
No, they're builders. Yeah. All right, you want to give them an easy question?
Okay, I'm close.
Give
me
an easy question.
You want me to answer the question?
Well, let's give this guy an easy question first.
Okay.
Just so we can, because I'd like to give this guy a ticket. He's a really nice guy, but we can't just give it away for free.
All right, go ahead.
So let's see. What is the name of the office suite that Phil owns? The name of the office suites that Phil owns. The company.
Damn it. There's a similar question last week. The guy said there's 97 rooms to have there or something like that, whatever.
What was it?
I got brain damages. I hear this all the time. I'm stumped. A guy called him last week. The first guy was named Jose, but Phil calls him a different name all the time.
I'm going to give you one more. If you don't get this one, forget it, okay?
I'm stupid, Larry.
What is the name of the company that teaches you real estate and stock options?
You guys, Larry and Phil.
What's the name of our company?
Damn it. I hear it every week.
That's
you're
it.
You're up in Newtown. Damn it.
Yeah, definitely. I can't. I mean, come on now. I couldn't have made that one any easier. All right. Sorry,
you gave
man.
You gave me every chance. I blew every chance. I'm sorry.
You did. Absolutely. There's nothing I can do for you.
I know. Listening, I should listen more.
All right,
you guys are great. Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling Investor Schooling Live. We really appreciated it.
I know. I'm sorry. I listen to you at 7:30 on DB. Then I'll learn
good,
more.
Man, looking forward to it. All right, man. All right, let's get
thanks,
back
Larry.
To where we are. Actually, we should probably take a commercial so Frank could listen to the commercial and see what the name of our company is. We'll see you guys in a minute or two.
Good idea. Hi, I'm Phil Falcone from InvestorSchooling.com. I'm inviting you to a complimentary class this Thursday night at 7 p.m. I will teach you how to buy ugly houses and make them beautiful. As a bonus, we will also teach you stock option investing. 7 p.m. this Thursday night, 215-876-3002, InvestorSchooling.com.
Hey everybody, it's Larry Sinus from InvestorSchooling.com. You heard my partner Phil Falcone tell you why you should be there this Thursday night to learn about real estate investing and learn about stock options trading. We're telling you right now, you will make more money than you've ever made in your entire life if you learn these two skills. This Thursday night at 7 o'clock, go to InvestorSchooling.com. Pull over right now, take out your phone and go to InvestorSchooling.com. RSVP right now, InvestorSchooling.com. See you Thursday.
Hi, I'm Phil Falcone from Executech Suites. We're an executive suite center in Huntington Valley on Buck Road, 67 Buck Road, Huntington Valley. I'm sure you've driven past it. We're right in between Street Road and County Line Road. We have 47 offices in the prestigious address of Huntington Valley. I have offices starting at $595 a month. You're probably wondering, Phil, what do I get for $595 a month? Let me tell you. You get an office big enough for one person. You get the furniture in that office. You get the telephone on the desk. You get the telephone numbers. You get the fax numbers. You get two full-time receptionists to answer the phone in the name of your company and patch the calls to you. So if your company's ABC Paint and Company, hey, ABC Paint and Company, how can I help you? Would you like to talk to Bob? Let me get him on the phone. You could be home sleeping on your couch and I'll patch the calls right to you. What else do we give you? We give you the conference rooms. We give you the kitchen. We give you the mailboxes, the printer, the copier, the scanner, UPS service, you name it. All of the utilities, cleaning service, and best of all, we give you free coffee. Get yourself to Executech Suites. Phone number is 215-942-7701. 215-942-7701. ExecutechSuites.com.
This is Larry Sinus with Investor Schooling. Are you tired of the Biden economy? Do you want to learn how to thrive in the Biden economy? Because we're going to teach you that this Thursday night at Investor Schooling. So go to InvestorSchooling.com and sign up for a complimentary class this Thursday night and learn how to thrive in the Biden economy. You can also call us at 215-876-3002. 215-876-3002. Tell me you're tired of inflation. InvestorSchooling.com. We will see you Thursday. Right. Welcome back to Investor Schooling Live. I am Larry Steiner. I'm here with my business partner, Phil Falcone. and we are talking about real estate, stock options, the economy. We're going to teach you how to thrive in the Biden economy, and we have a contest going on, and nobody seems to know the answer. So we're going to do this. We're going to give you, if you call, you can guess at the answer, and if you're wrong, we will give you another question, because we have these four tickets to give away, and we have 20 more minutes to give them away. So if you can't, you know, we got to give them away, or my marketing guy says, if you couldn't give away tickets, how am I supposed to sell them? Right?
Good point.
Yeah, so 855-939-1137, 855-939-1137. The question on the table is, who is the largest real estate owner in America? Who is the largest real estate owner in America? But if you don't know the answer and you get it, or you guess and you get it wrong, we're going to give you another question to answer. And if you've been listening, then you know that the questions weren't that hard. The other questions. All right, what do we want to talk about next, Bill?
Let's see, what do we got here? How are commercial office buildings doing now?
How are commercial? I wouldn't know the answer to that question, actually. You would. I have a rough idea. Would you like me to guess before you answer?
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
So I actually think they're starting to come back. I still don't think they're at the highlight of 2006 and 7. I think they're probably still below that. But I know they made a little bit of a comeback during the Trump years, but I don't think it was much. And then, of course, you know, COVID made everybody work from home. You know, that it's funny because for you guys who don't know, we actually built our own radio studio down here. We have our own studio in Investor Schooling. If you ever want to come to Investor Schooling and see our studio, you could see it. We built our own studio, and we were talking to some of the other people, some of the other hosts, radio hosts at some of the other stations that we work for, and a lot of them are working from home because they can now. They either built studios or they have these cheap microphones that they use, and they connect to the studio. But we are...
Well,
we
some actually, people actually call in on their phones.
I know, some people... which I think is hysterical.
Yeah.
But what are you going to do? But if you want to call in, if you want to call in and talk to us in our studio, we are live right now, 855-939-1137, 855-939-1137. And you can talk to us and you can try to answer the question, or we'll ask you another question. And by the way, Joe never called. You know that? He never called. He was too late.
Gave him a chance to do free advertising.
Yeah, I know. I'm surprised.
You know how many people are listening to this show right now?
Hey, I got another. You ready? Seven.
According to, if you ask 1210, their answer is always 15,000.
Yeah, 15,000.
No matter when it is.
Right.
Right. There could be a tornado in town, but it's 15,000 are listening.
Yeah, 15,000. Or 15,000 people have radios with AM on it.
And they have no way of verifying any of it.
But the reason is there's still 15,000 people in Philadelphia who still have AM radios. That's why.
Yeah, okay.
Wait, we got Sandy in media. What's going on, Sandy?
Hi, how are you?
We are great. How are you doing?
Good.
Cool. All right, you got the answer to the question?
This is the real estate question, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Who is the largest owner of real estate in America?
I'm going to take a guess at BlackRock.
Bingo.
Oh, but wait a minute. What's the name, though?
Oh, shoot.
It's actually, you didn't pronounce the name correctly.
Oh, I'm going to give it to her.
Come on, you're really close.
I thought it was BlackRock. Oh, my goodness.
Give her a hint.
Now
give
I
the rest.
You're really close. What's another name for rock?
Blackstone?
Bingo.
Oh, there it is.
$514 billion in real estate assets are under control.
Okay.
The owner of the company, his name is Sam Zell.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah, okay. $514 billion. Yeah. I bet his cash flow is pretty good.
That's awesome. All right.
Yeah.
Are you going to be able to make it to the event next week?
I just got in the car and I just caught the tail end of this and I said, I'm going to try to take a shot at this. So I didn't even hear what the prize is.
So this is what we're doing. We have next week, we have a very special event at the Washington Crossing Inn, and we have guests like Doug Mastriano, Teddy Daniels coming. We have Bill Spadia coming. Phil and I are going to be there, of course. We're also going to have five other people. We're going to be teaching you how to invest in real estate, how to invest in the stock market. We're also going to be talking about politics and how to keep sanity in politics, so we're calling it the Freedom and Finance event. And these tickets are $200 each, and you just won one. But we want to make sure you can come before we give you away a ticket.
in Washington Inn in Bucks County, correct?
Washington Crossing Inn, exactly.
And right where and what day and time is it?
So next Sunday.
Yeah, I've been there.
Sunday, April 24th, and we're going to be giving you breakfast, and we're going to be giving you lunch, and maybe even some dessert.
What time does it start?
It starts at, check-in is 8:30, and you'll have breakfast at 8:30.
Oh, okay. All right, great. Yeah, thank you.
All right, cool. So, stand in line.
Yeah, I have a cousin lives in Yardley, so I'll go crash at her house on Saturday night.
There you go. Definitely. Definitely.
All right. Okay. All right.
So I'll tell you what. You ask your friend in Yardley if she wants to go with you, if she's going to let you stay up. So when somebody calls you, you'll probably get a phone call from Linda, who will call you and get your information. But don't hang up, because you got to talk to Glenn, who answered the phone. You got to give him your phone number. And when she calls you, if your friend from Yardley could go too, we'll give you two tickets, all right?
And if Glenn gives you any attitude, we want to know about
I'm a title insurance professional, so.
Oh, that's good. See
I'm sure it'll be interesting. Yeah.
All right. So, since the other guy didn't call and give us a plug, we're going to give you a plug. What company is it?
I actually worked for Trident Land Transfer for many years, but currently I am with H&H Settlement Services in Glenside.
All right. How can I get a hold of you? How can people here get a hold of you to use your title services?
Oh, we have an office in Media, so it's 610-566-8888.
All right, cool. All right, so you're going to stay in line. Glenn's going to take your information, and we're going to talk to Steve in Medford. What's going on, Steve in Medford? Oh, we lost him already? All right, he hung up. You know what probably happened? He probably knew the answer, and then when she got it, he figured that he was going to lose it. But we still got two more tickets, at least two more tickets, maybe three to give away.
Well, you want to make a new question?
Let's make a new question.
How many games did I lose or win today playing tennis?
Yeah, that's a really good one. can we narrow it down? Is it less than five?
Well, considering it's the first time I played tennis in months.
Yeah, that's true. It's the first time he played tennis in months, and you know he just had knee surgery. So I'd say the answer's obvious. Is it obvious?
It should be a pretty low number.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious. So okay, so how many games did we'll give you two guesses. The first one will be the easy one. All right, 855-939-1137. Call in and you can answer that question, and you can get a free ticket to the event. I don't know. What else? You know, I mean, you would think out of 15,000 listeners, we'd have the phone ringing off the hook, right?
All right. How about an easy question, right?
Well, that was an easy question too, I thought.
What is the best way to get rich?
Best way to get rich? Is that a question for me, or is that a question for somebody online?
We'll give a ticket away answer to that question.
All right. That's cool. What's the best way to get rich? That's also, and that's an opinion, but in our opinion.
Well, of course, this is our show, so everything is our opinion.
Absolutely. So 855-939-1137. All right, what do we want to teach somebody in the next 10 minutes?
If they answer this question correct, they will learn something very valuable.
Well, yeah, but you actually think they're going to be able to answer that question?
Sure. What is the best way to get rich?
Okay.
It's a pretty easy question.
I like it. Okay.
If you listen to the show, you should know that answer without any problem.
That's very true. But, you know, most people don't listen to this show. You know how I know?
How do you know?
Because they moved us from 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock. And at 10 o'clock in the morning, most people were going, like, to their kids' baseball game, and they were listening. But now at 2 o'clock, most people are out, you know, in the mall shopping.
Are you aware there's 15,000 listeners to the show?
Yeah, that's what we've been told. We've been told by the people who put us on this air at this time. That
the people
15,
who charge
listeners.
Us to have this radio
yeah,
show.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Right. They always say 15,000.
Yeah. 15,000, exactly.
It's always 15,000.
It's always 15,000. So if you're one of the 15,000 people listening, give us a call. And you know what? At this point, give us a call and we'll give you the ticket. That's how much I want to see if actually we have 15,000 actually listening.
No.
You can't answer online.
I'm aware of that.
Yeah. You can get it right or wrong online if you want to, but you got to call in order to win the ticket. 855-939-1137. 855-939-1137. And if you already bought tickets, win another one and give it away. It's fine. 855-939-1137.
And I realize that
What's that? Another Phil question. Hey, Glenn, can everybody out there hear you? Oh, okay. So Glenn, our producer, is saying we need to do another Phil question. All right.
How many games did I lose in tennis today?
Yeah, but that's we need an obvious one.
Okay.
All right. What words on Phil's shirt is his favorite words to have on a shirt? Did that sound right?
Yeah, it didn't flow very right. Well, but yes, I get the idea.
Okay, so Phil has a favorite shirt that he wears, and it has three words on it. What are those three words? You have to call in. I don't want to hear anybody. I don't want to see anybody answering this online. So Phil has a shirt and has three words on it, and it's his favorite shirt to wear. What are those three words? He wears this shirt quite often. He talks about this shirt quite often. It has three words on it. What are those three words? All right, so first person to call and answer that gets tickets. 855-939-1137, 855-939-1137. I'm even wondering if Glenn knows the answer to that question, our producer.
He probably doesn't.
Yeah, he probably doesn't. You know, I don't even know. Are we even talking to anybody? So why don't we just have a conversation about, you know, among ourselves? I don't think anybody's even listening to the show.
Here's a good question. How many nights a week are we available?
Hold on. We might have somebody come. I see Glenn typing, so we might have somebody going. Oh, you got George. What's going on, George in Mount Laurel? What's happening? George, you there? See, we have callers that don't even know how to use their phone.
George, talk to us.
We can hear him. So he's got to be driving somewhere. You hear the motion of the car coming?
George.
Hey, George. Hey, George. Oh, well. I guess he automatically loses. Hold on.
Okay,
right.
Now we have 14,000.
Wow. Yeah, so I have a question for you. Are you going to sell your tiny house park?
Not yet.
Yeah, we had a nice conversation about this, but I could tell by Phil's face that I'm supposed to shut up right now.
Why?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just teasing.
No, I don't care.
Yeah, so
you can say whatever you want.
Actually, this would be a really good conversation to have next week and have people call up and give you advice on it. So next week, if you're listening to the show next week, we're going to have a conversation about whether Phil should sell his tiny house park or not. And we're going to do the pros and cons. And if you guys want to call in and do pros and cons, that's great. But not this week. We're going to do it next week. All right, we got Frank in Northeast Philly. Is that the same Frank or is it a different Frank?
I'm redeeming myself, Larry. I'm redeeming myself, okay? The T-shirt is from Phil. I buy homes.
No!
Yes,
so
it is.
Close, though.
Yes, it is.
You are so close.
His car even says, I buy homes. I sell homes.
No, it doesn't. It says, I buy what?
Houses.
Yes! Yes!
Yes.
You win.
I told you I was
the
program.
All I know is...
You won't give me
homes.
I have to say houses.
Listen, when you come next week to the event, I don't even want to say hello to you. I mean, come on now. But I'm
homes,
actually excited that you won. And I'm excited that you got to redeem yourself. All right, so stand in line. Glenn's going to take your information, and Linda's going to call you, and she's gonna get your free ticket.
And don't let Glenn give you any attitude.
Yeah. I think it's more than 15,000. You guys have a great program. You should be on television.
Right. You're not allowed
Seriously.
To curse on the radio, but you can curse at Glenn if you want
yeah,
to.
Yeah, yeah. Or you can curse at the event next week.
Okay.
All right.
You guys should be on television.
Hey, we got Mike from South Carolina. We got Mike in South Carolina calling, Phil. If he's in South Carolina,
yeah.
maybe the station has a border reach than we thought.
Maybe.
What's going on, Mike?
Yeah. Yes, I listen. You guys are great. Thank you so much for what you guys do. I had an answer to the question, what's the fastest way to make the most amount of money? That was it, I think.
Well, it wasn't that. It was the fastest way to get rich. But go ahead. What is your answer?
Fastest way to get rich. Yes,
no,
thank you.
No, it was what's the best way to get rich.
Yeah, right.
The best way to get rich. Well, okay.
Yes.
This is
the best way to get rich.
Gets even better. All right. It's called investorschool.com. You know these guys?
You know what? That's a much better answer than the answer we had, so. But by the way, it's investorschooling.com. Schooling, I-N-G, schooling. Investorschooling.com. All right?
Yes.
All right, cool.
Yes.
Are you going to be able to make it if you're in South Carolina?
No, I can't. I couldn't resist calling in. So you can,
all right.
You know, somebody else who struggles with an answer, you can give them my tickets. I wish I could come. I really do.
Yeah, you'd have a good time. It's only 5 hours, 6 hours. South Carolina might be 11 hours.
It's 7 hours. I went to North Carolina. It was seven hours.
Yeah. So why don't you, come here, take
yeah.
a
stay.
Go ahead.
I'm just under Charlotte, and it probably takes about 10 hours, yeah.
All right, so stay overnight night before. Stay overnight the day before. Come. And are you married?
No.
Oh, you have a girlfriend?
Well, yeah, no.
You have a boyfriend?
No, I don't. No.
So I was going to say, I'll give you two tickets if you wanted to come and bring a date.
You got me thinking, but no, I don't know anybody who would come with me.
All right. Well, we appreciate you calling in anyway.
Yeah, I just, the very least, thank you so much. I truly enjoy, you guys are the best.
We appreciate you listening and watching. I'm not sure if you're watching or listening, but either way, we totally appreciate you, man. Thanks so much. All right, we still got another ticket. Actually, we got Mike's ticket. So the next person who calls gets Mike's ticket. Just call and say hi, and you get his ticket because we got 5 minutes left. 855-939-1137, 855-939-1137. And I'm going to talk real quick about the stock market because some interesting things happened this week that were fascinating. So real quick, let's do the intro.
Stock options sultan.
All right, you know what the big story is, right, Phil?
Facebook.
Well, no, that's the big story for you because you didn't sell it when I told you to. But we don't have time for me to yell at you about that again. But the big story is Twitter. Twitter's the big story because this is craziness. So Elon Musk, as you know, he bought he bought 9% of the company, and the stock took off. It popped up to 52. That was a great play. I actually bought puts on it because I knew exactly what was going to happen, because every time Elon Musk does something like that, it makes a stock, anything he talks about makes it go up, and then it makes it come back down. I bought puts on it. I sold them real quick and made a couple of bucks. But now he's trying to buy the company. You know, His thought is he wants to make Twitter become, free speech again, which is fantastic. So I'm curious to see if he's actually going to be able to get Trump back on. That'd be great.
I hope he runs for president.
It's a possibility. I mean, he certainly has the popularity. I don't think he would do that, though. I don't think he has the time for it, to be honest with you.
Well, he'd have to sell his companies, which is idiotic.
Yeah, that's another crazy thing. All right. So now what happened was he said he actually wrote to the board of directors because he wrote to the board of directors and said, I want to buy the whole company. I'm buying the whole company. So interestingly enough, they put in what's called a poison pill to stop him from buying the company. If you guys don't know what a poison pill is, they basically say that if there's a hostile takeover of the company, the board of directors has the right to buy shares at a discounted price to buy up the company to keep that from happening. So you know what that's going to do to the stock, right? It's going to tank the stock. So it's very likely that Twitter's going to go down below 40 on Monday. You want to know if that happens? I'm going to tell you to buy all you can. Because whatever this play is that he's doing, it's either going to happen or it's not going to happen. And when it either happens or not happens, the stock's going to take off. It's going to be an amazing play. But you got to wait for the down. You got to wait for this down, for the stock to go down on Monday or Tuesday, and it's going to be a great, great play. So that's why I wanted to talk about that. AAL, I finally made my money on AAL. So by the way, I just wanted to let you know, I actually added it up because, my account was up $80,000 that day, but the actual profits I took from AAL that day was about $65,000. So in one day, I made in one stock option play, I made $65,000, and I was very happy about that.
You had bought it at all these different prices.
Right.
So some of them didn't actually turn a profit.
Right.
You just
They all turned a profit, but some of them didn't turn much of a profit.
Right. Right. Like, I understand.
Yeah, some of them I was up 80%, some of them I was up like 15%, and I just took the money. It was a great play. And if you guys who have been listening for the last few weeks, you know that I was getting a little panicky over that because I had too much of it, and it was going to expire next week. And it was funny because during the day when the stock was hitting some of its highs, I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to get out. I don't care if it's going to go up. I'm just going to get out. I'll also tell you, if it goes below 18, it's a play again. I'm hoping for 17 and a half. It's right at 19 now. I'm hoping for 17 and a half, and I'm going to play it again. Also, BA is also a good one. Boeing is also a good play. I like that. I also think Meta is a good play. I know you're stuck in it right now.
About BA, Boeing. I mean, yeah. Didn't India just say that they're not going to allow the MAX flights to fly in India?
I didn't see that. I have to look that up. Yeah, send me that article. I did not see that because that would be something to talk about on my
show. Well, you know, I watch Fox Business a lot.
Yeah, do you?
And it may have been India or it was, you know, I just know
it's
I
possible.
Heard it.
Yeah, it's possible. But right? the MAX is only one of their airplanes anyway. So,
well, three of them fell out of the sky already.
I
totally
get it.
It's concerned.
Totally
and there's a negative documentary about the whole company.
I know, and we don't have a lot of time. We definitely should talk about that another time. We got about 40 seconds. You want to take us out?
All right. I want to thank our producers, Glenn Page and Dan, for helping us out today.
I was the producer today because our producer's
getting to that. I'm getting to that. All right. Our in-house producer, Mike. His dog got sick today, so we didn't see him. So Larry had to be the producer today. So thanks to Larry for being the producer. All right? Don't forget to visit investorschooling.com for your free class this Thursday night at 7 p.m. on real estate investing and stock option investing. And you can call us during the week, 855-939-1137, 855-939-1137. We out of here.